Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with CPA Ms. Laura Brown about the 7 questions to ask before hiring a CPA. My guest today is the CEO of LBE Consulting, LLC, a consulting firm based in Grand Prairie View, Texas. She is dedicated to helping small business owners and nonprofits solve their accounting, tax, and consulting worries. Her extensive experience includes several years as a speaker, consultant, advocate, author, and entrepreneur. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is one of the newest members of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine of first-class women business professionals. Ms. Laura Brown, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you, Spark Plug. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited this morning.
All right. We're excited that you were kind enough to be with us today. How are you today?
I'm doing just great, and you?
Oh, fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Now, Ms. Brown, we know you're extremely busy, so we want to get right into it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, one of the first questions to ask before hiring a CPA is, do you have experience working in my line of business? Tell us, Ms. Brown, is it imperative to have a CPA with experience in your line of business?
Yes, it is. You want to know what kind of clients do they work with. You want to make sure that your accountant understands the type of business that you have. And, for instance, constructions, they must have detailed reports. So you want to make sure that a person that is dealing with a construction industry knows how to do AIA, progressive billing. So certain industries have certain reporting requirements. So you want to make sure that they're familiar with that industry.
Okay. So why is it so important to find out what services the CPA offers?
There's a lot of CPAs. They don't do audits. They don't do compilations. They don't do reviews. So it's very important. You don't want to retain a CPA that doesn't do an audit. If you need an audit for your books or doesn't do compilations or doesn't do a sign-off on financials, these days CPAs have a different area that they can specialize in. It's not your ordinary bean counters anymore.
Okay. Well, is it also essential to find out when the CPA will be available to help your business? So tell us why this should be discussed early on, or at least at the beginning of the relationship.
For me, I think that it's very important. You want to know when they're going to have time for you. If they have, say, tons of clients and they say, I can't work with you till June, well, now it is February, say, there's no use in retaining that CPA because they clearly don't have the time for you. So you want to make sure that they have enough of time allotted for you to answer the questions that you may have or have staff members that can assist to a certain degree. You also want to make sure that they're taking on clients. You may want to work with them, but they may not be taking on new clients at the time.
Okay. Well, now, let me just back up a little bit here. Now, we know you're also a speaker. Tell us some of the speaking topics that you address groups about.
I also talk about choosing the correct entity, starting your business the right way, playing the consultant versus employee game, and then for specialized industry niches, such as the hair industry, I speak on how to take your salon to the next level. So it's a various amount of different topics that I speak about.
Okay. So now what accounting systems do you support?
I support FreshBooks, I support Xero, Wave, QuickBooks, Cashew, and there's another, those are all For the small business owners, but I also support for the larger businesses such as SAP, Oracle, PeopleSoft, Microsoft Navision. I think that it's very important that you have a CPA that's very diverse and different accounting systems, just in case you need to do a software conversion to another system, and just making sure that they're able to be very diversified on your needs and they can, you know, offer what it is that you may need to go to as your business is growing.
Well, you sound very passionate about the work that you do. Tell our listeners very briefly how you became so interested in becoming a CPA.
I've always liked numbers as I was growing up. My parents always had me doing this stock market and different things for them. So as I became older, I always said that's one of the things that I wanted to do was to be a CPA, and that I wanted to be the one that was not the ordinary person but was on top of emerging technology, anything that was in the industry. And I just didn't want to focus on just one thing, meaning I just didn't want to say, okay, I'm going to focus on taxes. But I wanted to be able to look at everything and make it all come cohesively for the client.
Well, I know your firm is based in Grand Prairie View, Texas. What is your link to Atlanta besides People You Need to Know magazine?
We also have an office in the Atlanta area that's located off of Lenox Square. So that's where our other link to the Atlanta area comes from. We have a lot of clients that we service in the Atlanta office, and that is a full-time office that's open every day.
Wow. All right. Well, what is the CPA's role when it comes to helping a business clamp down on their cash flow?
I would say properly projecting the business's cash flow, because it's very essential to create an effective detailed report. One of the things that I tell people is if you aren't sure where your cash is, then how do you know where your business is going? So your accountant should be able to help you to develop an organized and effective way of, you know, looking at your cash, trying to see if it has shortfalls, and to improve your receivables if you have it, and just to be able to manage your overall business with you.
Right. But why is it such a good idea to find out up front what is the best way to get in contact or communicate with each other when it comes to hiring a CPA?
I think the reason that you want to do that so that you'll know, if you're always calling your CPA's office and it's always saying they're busy, they have a client, you know, then the best way to contact them is by email. But if you don't know what the best way to contact them is, you'll always feel like you're running into a roadblock. And then we find clients will say that you're not very attentive to your to their needs, but it's just maybe easier to connect with them by email or set up times to meet with them by conference calls.
Well, Ms. Brown, tell our listeners, what is your experience with the IRS?
My experience with the IRS is working on different audits, making sure that when you submit a tax return to the IRS that it is accurate as possible, making sure that whenever you receive notices, that the notices are correct. There's times that there have been notices for tax due that was computed incorrectly. One of the things we have to realize that it's not always what they say that is set in stone. They make mistakes just like anybody else. So with over the last 10 years, I've dealt with a lot of large audits and, you know, inquiries.
Okay. Now, in your bio, it says you were an advocate as well. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So I advocate for financial literacy. I think it's very important that people understand about their finances. One of the things that I always tell people, however you spend in your personal life also comes over to you spending in your business life. So I believe that we need to create generational wealth and good habits so that we can pass those down to our children. Because one of the things that we find is if a community doesn't handle money well, then that cycle begins to say the same. So we want to break the cycle, and we want to tend to turn people into good money management, have a healthy mindset about money, so there in turn they can change it with their children as well.
Now, it also said you were an author. Can you elaborate
on that a little bit more?
Yes.
So I have two books. One is Managing Your Credit Like a Financial Diva, and that is for the financial seminars that we do. And then I have another book that is the New Entrepreneur Toolkit, and it talks about how to start your business up from the beginning to the end, making sure what things you should take into consideration, making sure that you're having the proper permits to do business, just making sure that you're filing the right reports in your business as well.
All right. Now, before we bring this interview to a close, do you have any final thoughts on hiring a CPA?
I do. I want to say that it is very important that you develop a relationship with your CPA. We're known as great business and financial advisors, especially like me. But the number one thing you have to realize that you can't just work with them when it's tax time or when you have an emergency to you. Keeping in constant contact, working with your CPA all throughout the year, that is what's going to help you, because they act as a check and balance in your business, if you think about it. To your banker, your mortgage broker, your financial advisor, your realtor, any of the people that you're interested in doing business, they can help you with those as well.
All right. And tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business, LBE Consulting, with People You Need to Know magazine.
I decided to advertise with People You Need to Know because of all the great things they do in the community. Not just all of that, but just the passion and the drive that they have for women in business. And I saw that as a common goal. I'm very passionate about business owners, and especially those women in business. And I think that there is not enough people that advocate, so that was a really big decision factor for me.
Now, you attended our red carpet meet and greet at the Georgian Terrace Hotel on April 19th last month. How was that for you?
I did. I will say to people, if you missed that event, you really missed the event, because that was all about real networking, really coming to identify with other business owners, and this was a first-class, exceptional event. So I would suggest to anyone that anytime People You Need to Know has an event, that it's going to be something that you want to attend. You will not be disappointed. These are events to help you grow in networking, help you grow with other business owners. It's just very first class, and you can see the passion that comes through in the events as well.
And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me by going out to my website, which is www.lbeconsulting.com, and you can also connect with me on all social media outlets for Laura, L-O-R-R-A, and Brown is my last name, B-R-O-W-N.
All right. Give out that information one more time, because I'm sure some people out there are slow writers like me.
Okay. www.lbeconsulting.com is our website, and then you can reach out to me on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Laura, L-O-R-R-A, Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
And what about a phone number?
And they can also call us at 877-499-1564.
And one more time on that number, please.
1-877-499-1564.
All right. Well, Ms. Laura Brown, CPA, speaker, consultant, advocate, author, entrepreneur, and CEO of LBE Consulting, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you for having me. It was a great pleasure.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines a brighter spotlight on women business owners in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your next conference, meeting, or for your group, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a special moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another first-class job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine has created the gold standard for showcasing women business owners. We have everything in place to bring your brand to life and add a spark to your business. Give us a call today to learn more at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.